everyone, and welcome to Take Two Radio. I'm Pam, your host, and today I have a special co-host with me, and she is known as Bren. Hey, Bren.
Hello.
How are you doing today?
I'm great. How are you?
Very, very happy and very excited. We have a special guest with us, and we'd like to welcome a multi-nominated Daytime Emmy actress who we all know and love from TV, film, and stage, and also now on Hulu and iTunes.
That's
welcome,
right.
Jill Larson.
Hello, everyone.
Hi, Jill.
How are you doing?
Just great. Just great. I'm in the process. I'm in the midst of giving a dinner party, so I ducked out to the back bedroom to be able to talk to all of you.
Oh, how kind of you. My gosh.
Well, it's a big day, you know, and I wasn't quite expecting that we'd be doing this tonight, and it was too late to change plans, so I figured, oh, well, everyone will get along fine without me for a while.
Well, we won't keep you real long.
Well, I look forward to talking with whoever has anything to say.
No. Then you better pick a chair and a good spot and tell
okay. Okay. I am. I'm comfortable
we'll
now.
See you later. No. There's quite
yeah.
a few people.
Yeah, we did VH1 this morning and played Family Feud. I don't know how many people were able to catch it, but, oh, gosh, we had a good time. Everyone, our team was all girls. It was me and Lindsay and Brittany and Sal and oh God, I'm blanking.
Denise.
And Denise. Thank you, Denise.
Yeah.
Right. And all of us, as he was explaining the rules, got this sort of blank look of horror come across our faces, realizing what we'd gotten ourselves into. And of course, Bobby Woods had been telling me the half hour before all the stories of how when he had played back in the 80s, I guess, when they put all the soap shows together on the real Family Feud. And he said, oh, man, and Erica and I, we just killed everybody. I said, oh, great, you know. But as it turned out, we won. So there you go.
Oh, yay.
We had a good time.
That's wonderful. So your day's been pretty full already.
That's right. That's right. It's just been an exciting day, and we were watching the episode with my dinner party friends, and you can see I'm excited because I'm rambling on like crazy. So
yeah.
I'll be quiet and let somebody else talk now.
Okay, Bren, it's your turn. Bren, are you still there?
Yeah, I'm still here. So what did your guests, what did they think of the episode?
They were really wowed by it. They were really impressed. And they're, you know, people who are in the industry. And they were really very impressed. There was some, wow, kind of graphic skin going on there in that second scene, huh? And I thought, yeah, and, you know, I was a little concerned when I first read that episode. And I thought, ooh, are we ready for this, you know? But when I watched it, I thought, it's not really any different than what you'd see on a nighttime show, you know. And
right.
Has there been a lot of fan reaction to that that growth, if you will, in our medium, our form from the fans? Has anybody heard?
Everything that I've been seeing today, everybody loved it. And I know that there were a lot of people that were very concerned that it was going to be obscene or vulgar, or that the
yeah
going to be too much sex, too much obscenities, you know.
Yeah.
There was a talk about that, and everyone has said that it was great. There was a, you know, maybe a couple little words here and there, but they fit with the story, so you didn't even
right.
really.
They weren't gratuitous.
Exactly.
Right. Yeah. I did hear this morning that evidently they had, because there was more coarse language and so forth, people were getting very relaxed and sort of indulging in it a bit. And then the producers and Prospect Park decided to pull it way back, and that it really is used very sort of parsimonious. I don't think that's the right word, but it's a word that sort of sounds like that.
It's not out in your face. It's just something every now and again.
Yeah, that is woven into the fabric of the situation, or, you know, it's better than the old days when we had to say, he's just pond scum. You know, that was like the worst thing we could say. And, you know, you couldn't say the word crazy and, oh, gosh. So it's nice to have the, you know, the some of the restrictions released so that it, because I think some of those restrictions really led to the form be feeling old-fashioned or outdated, and now, you know, I know that the networks all complain that, oh, cable, they get to say bad words and they get to do really bad stuff and we don't, and
my gosh.
And now we're online, and so it's really hopefully up to the good taste and of the storytellers and the producers, and I have confidence in them, you know. So
it's relatable now.
It's relatable. That's right. And as much as you know, a couple of the storylines are maybe going to be, you know, there might be some harsh grit to them. They are, as Agnes has always been, you know, stories that speak to our times. And so I think they also are, well, I don't know if appropriate is the right word, but I just don't feel that they're, my concern was that there were going to be elements in these shows that were going to be gratuitous just for the sake of trying to grab some, what they, this notion of what a young audience wants or something like that. That was my fear. I feel very reassured now that we are in good hands with people with level heads and with a real respect. That's what I was afraid of, you know. They have a real respect for our form, and they are working really hard to make it all the better. And that's what is so exciting, too. I think I can speak for all of us, you know.
Right.
And I say, we were so stilted for so many years and so diminished by the network and so dismissed and disrespected that it's really wonderful to be in an environment where you feel everyone is so invested in making a great show. And so that's thrilling, you know.
Well, you can see how happy everybody is there by just putting out those little videos of everybody talking about it and the happiness and of being back together and having the soap back on, you know, even if it's online, which I think now is a great thing. I love the new sets.
Yeah, aren't they gorgeous?
Oh, they're beautiful.
They're so good.
I know, my house. I am thinking of using the wallpaper from that house in my bedroom now that I'm back in New York and doing some remodeling. It's just so beautiful that I thought, that could work. So
they'll come over and do it for you.
Oh, you will. Okay. All right. Well, you know, Bren, we still have the talk of doing a housewarming. In fact, I have a little video inviting fans to do a virtual housewarming party because they've been saying, we have to do a housewarming party for Opal.
Yes. And that would be so cool. And Bren, of course, is great with that video. So there you go, Bren.
Yeah. Well, I'll email you this one, although it's a little, well, anyway, it's a little long, but you know me, I get a little chatty. So,
I'm not talking about it all.
But anyway.
But what emotions ran through you today when the first episode aired?
Well, you know, I only have had a chance to sit down and actually watch it this evening. Of course, I watched it on Tuesday night at the launch party, and it was, I think all the women walked away going, well, it's hard to see myself, but the show was good, you know, because It was on a huge movie screen, and it's HD. And man, oh man, you know, that part takes some self confidence or some self denial. I don't know which, you know, to be able to manage. But the shows themselves, I just thought they were fantastic, and I love the fact that, again, Prospect Park and the producers, Jen Pepperman for One Life and Ginger Smith for Us, really consciously are seeking to create two very distinct identities for each of the shows, and I think that that was demonstrated in these first two episodes today. I mean, did you feel it?
Yes.
Definitely.
And
yeah.
I love...
Go ahead.
I love that they're having them be two separate entities, but they both still have... they both did a really good job of it. It still feels like the original shows. But
yes.
Oh, something fresh and new at the same time.
Exactly.
And they did a good mix of bringing the vets and old, kind of continuing some old storylines or relationships.
Uh-huh.
So shaking things up and having new people or original characters in new partnerships or relationships now that we haven't seen before. It's
uh-huh.
a really interesting dynamic that they're
yeah.
working with. I'm really interested to see, you know, where they take these new avenues, and I'm very impressed with the
good.
Episodes.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I have to say that they blended well the core characters with the new characters and even the recasts. I mean, it
yes.
was almost like watching it where All My Children had ended, you know, yesterday versus a couple years ago.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just, I loved it. I mean, I can't even say enough about it. I stayed up all night waiting for it to come on.
Oh,
and
oh, how lovely.
There were several of us that were having a little Twitter party
yes.
while we waited, and then they put it up an hour and a half early, and
yes.
everybody was very excited.
They did? Oh. So
yeah.
what, they put it up at like, didn't they put it up, weren't they going to put it up at 5 or something, or what?
Yeah, they
I
didn't
understand.
3.
They put it up at 3:30?
Yeah.
Yes.
And you guys were up to watch it?
Yes.
Oh, my God. Well, wait, is that 12:30 where you are then? Or, I mean, 3:30, whose time?
Eastern time.
Eastern
right?
time.
Mm-hmm. It was only 12:30 for me, so it wasn't that bad. But
yeah.
It was 2:30 for me, so yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, you guys. Oh, I love you for that. And,
we wouldn't miss
it. And, you know,
I
mean, truly, everyone has said, and it's absolutely true, and I love the fact that at the end of One Life they said, thanks to our fans or whatever
yes.
that thing was. And that was so great. But I only heard, well, Jeff Quatnitz told me when we were doing the press junket when we did those photographs that Hulu, and you probably already know this because you guys are way ahead of me in knowing everything, but that Hulu had done a survey and said if these shows were on Hulu, would you watch? And that the response was so much greater than anything they anticipated, that was what sort of prompted the investors to start writing checks. And, you know, so if that is the case, then you are directly responsible, you know. And it's such a beautiful thing. Way back from when, well, way back, I sound like it's, you know, decades ago, but when Brian Franz made the deadly announcement and, you know, and there were fans outside of Lincoln Center at the upfronts, you know, picketing and
yeah.
And so forth, and really making a stink, and you really sense that, you really sense their outrage and their hurt. I think they all took
mm-hmm.
it personally, as we
mm-hmm.
did, you know,
yes.
that
yeah.
That it was such a disdain is the only word that quite, you know, captures it for me, that the network just showed such disdain for the form and for the audiences. And that part had been going on for a while, I think, that, you know, we were getting story. They were writing story that was so insulting to the fans, and it was embarrassing for us to have to try to play it and make it into something. And it just was bad. It just felt bad all the way around. And but the fans really meant business. And, you know, just before I left L.A., I was in the gym, and a woman came up to me, and she sort of threw herself on me, and she said, "I apologize. I can't help myself." And she started weeping. And she said, "You know, the network didn't understand. It wasn't just like we lost. It's not like you lost someone in your family, which, of course, is a terrible thing." She said, "We lost a whole town."
Yeah.
You know? And it was just, you know, she said, "My Christmas is not the same because I don't have Father Clarence." And so, you know, I mean, it's expressions like that make you realize the profound impact that these shows, we have the capability of having on people's lives, and what an honor that is, and how that must be treated respectfully. And that's what we have the potential to do now, and that's why I'm so happy today, you know.
Well, I tell you, that story alone choked me up, because I can feel everything that woman felt. And,
yeah,
you know, first it was disbelief that they actually canceled these two shows that we have loved for so many years and watched on a daily basis, whether it be on live TV or, you know, at one time on the VCR and then the DVR and then on SoapNet. And, you know, they just didn't take that into consideration. And then after the disbelief, then there was this pure sadness. And then the madness came in and the anger came in. And we thought, we're not going to let this go. And I'm just so thrilled to death that I was on Facebook and found these groups and got invested into them and helped to, you know, fight this. No matter what we had to do, we were going to do it. And to be here today and be able to talk about watching the first episode, I mean, my God, that's historic. That's epic. That's unbelievable.
That's right. That's right. And I was very lucky. I'll just mention this as a sidebar. But, you know, every year my daughter's school has a fundraiser, like all schools, the parents want to help. And so they had an auction. And last year I was able to offer an autographed script of the final episode of All My Children. And, of course, it was a big item, and that was fabulous. So this year I was able to offer a copy of that last episode, plus an autographed script from the first episode of the online thing. And, of course, I wasn't allowed to send it out. I still have it here. I'm going to send it out tomorrow. But I just thought, wow, this is a really, like you say, this is a historic package I'm holding in my hands, you know. And,
yes.
So it's exciting. Yeah.
And I love the opening scene with Brooke laying there having a nightmare. Of course, that wasn't nice, but her holding on to the All My Children book. I mean, come on.
Yeah, that's right. And Julie's
so wonderful.
What a better way.
That All My Children book was enough to bring us all to tears.
Yeah. It's great. Now, I'm not clear if that song that they were playing on when Petey was driving into town, if that's going to be like the theme song, or it'll be interesting to see. I don't know. You know, I know that that One Life has a song that Snoop Lion is not called.
Yes.
I guess wrote. I don't know if he wrote for them or if they, you know, adopted one of his existing tunes as their theme song. But I don't know. You know, I don't know about ours. It'll be interesting too.
Well,
have you read anything, or do you know anything about that?
Yeah, it's All My Children is called Imaginary Friend by Katie Shaw.
Aha. Uh-huh. Imaginary Spring?
Imaginary Friend.
Uh-huh, I see. Well, cool. And so is that the song that was playing under Petey's arrival in the Porsche today?
I feel like wasn't one of them TV killed the, or internet killed the TV star or something like that? Which
oh,
one
was
that?
It? There's a song that has that as a lyric?
Yeah.
Oh. Oh, well, that would be too good to pass up.
I know, yeah. Right?
Oh, that's cool. I'll have to go back and watch for that now and see if I can tell that.
Yeah, that's I've actually watched cool. it twice now, and I have to watch it a third time because, you know, you're so in awe the first time you watch it. And
yeah.
just concentrating on certain things and certain people that you just don't take the whole episode in.
Yeah, yeah.
You're just thrilled to death, so you have to watch it more than once, and I know I'll be watching it again.
Yeah.
And you know what? And the thing is, too, I DVR'd the last few weeks of all my children and the same thing with One Life to Live and did not watch them and said I wasn't going to watch them until they came back on my TV. And so with everything going on and you know, just life being busy, I never
sure.
got to watch those last few weeks of either
you
show.
Still watch them?
No. So I'm going to watch them this weekend after
oh,
I
wow.
start them.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
You've got a
yeah,
busy
I couldn't
weekend.
Do it.
Yeah.
yeah, I'll watch them this weekend. I couldn't do it. It was too depressing. I would cry.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know?
I know.
So I'm definitely going to watch them. Got to catch
well, that'll
up.
That'll be very interesting for you then.
Yeah. I do know the ending of One Life to Live because I went to the One Life to Live viewing party in Chicago for that. But the parts previous to that, I don't know. So
yeah.
And all my children. Of course, I've heard that JR, you know, had a gun in that. You hear things and read things. So.
Right.
But I'll have to go back and watch it.
Yeah.
But, Bren, do you have any questions? Because we have like a million callers on hold, and I don't want to keep Jill too long from her party.
I can ask her whatever I want anytime. Let's take some calls.
Okay. Sounds good. Are you ready, Jill?
Of course I am.
Take a deep breath.
All right.
Here we go. First one up is going to be David. David, you're live.
Hi, Jill. How are you?
I'm very good, David. How are you? Thanks for your call.
I'm doing well, and I'm so grateful you guys are back.
Thank you. Thank you. We are, too.
It's
grateful.
It's been quite a 2 years, basically.
Yeah.
Hasn't.
I know. I think it's been, it's been like a little limbo time or a long morning, I guess.
Right.
I know.
Mm-hmm.
What has been your biggest surprise since you've been back?
I guess being back, really, I have to say, is the biggest surprise. And when we came back the first day, and, you know, a lot of people that... when we moved from Los Angeles to from New York to Los Angeles, we left behind about 70% of our company, all of the editors and camera guys and designers and electricians and everybody that, you know, the 70 out of 100 of us are behind the camera. And to come back, and we left sort of thinking we'd probably never work with them again, possibly never even see them again, people
mm-hmm.
we'd worked with for 30 years. And to walk in that day, and there they all were. And I well up with emotion, even just talking about it now, because we all just walked around shaking our heads saying, I can't believe this. I can't believe this is happening, you know. And I think we all still feel like that. It's just, it's as everyone's been using the sort of the metaphor of, you know, it's the classic soap opera Return from the Dead story.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
And how lucky we are.
So anyway.
Well, David, I want to thank you for calling in. We do have a lot of calls, so we want to get to as many as possible.
But
thank you for
calling, David.
You're very welcome.
All right.
Thanks.
You take
Bye-bye.
Care.
Okay. Next up, we have Paige. if my little twirly thing stops twirling. Okay.
Hi, Jill. Hi, Jill.
Huh? Hi, is this Paige?
It is. I'm just, what a day, what a day. And you just made me start following, talking about all these beautiful people that helped put this beautiful product out for so long that you came back and saw them all there. Because today as I'm watching, it's just such, you know, everything has energy and everything gives off energy. It was such a familiar spirit and yet new and shiny and beautiful, but it was just such a familiar spirit to me. And I loved that you held up the picture of Palmer, and
yeah,
I loved just all these old connections that we've all had, yet, you know, making it easier to see all the new things that were going on. And I'm just, you know, I'm 45 years old. I've watched this show since I was a little girl.
Yeah.
And I had, you know, started fighting with the Facebook campaign when it all started, and it was like losing your family. And,
yeah,
you know, people have this stereotype of a soap fan, but really it's just like reading a book. It's like if you're an avid reader, and we've been reading this book for years and decades and decades. And Jill, I just thank you for the beautiful energy that you give off through Opal, and I just thank you for your work. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Paige. It's so lovely, and to hear your comment about the energy that you felt coming from the episode, because that's really true. That's really authentic. You know, we're all just completely pumped, and it's a thrilling time.
Why have you never sang on this show?
I did sing once. I sang twice, actually. I sang Stand By Your Man back when I was going out to Crash Palmer's box at the opera. Way back when I was still in spandex and feathers. And then I sang Bad Girls to Crystal when she started dating my son. I did a karaoke thing. So I don't think, you know, we don't do as much of the singing on the show as they do on One Life. They've really got the powerhouse singers on that show. Although, I mean, Bobby is a singer that always just knocks my socks off. I miss her. I wish she were here with us. But we don't have those big voices that they have on One Life, you know. That's their thing.
Jill, what can we do as fans? Because I feel also a sense of, I just feel nervous. And what can we do to make sure that this is going to be okay, that we're not going to get this taken away from us again, that you know, we're back for good? What can we do?
I think the best thing you can do is proselytize, you know, because everybody is really kind of, you know, Prospect Park, I truly believe that they are sincere in their commitment. You know, on the opening day, they said, we want this to run another 40 years. And I believe them that is their desire. But it will, once again, depend on viewers. And because at some point, it's a business. So the larger the viewership, if you guys have Twitter accounts and are retweeting and all that business bringing people to the shows and helping them figure out how to watch them, that is what you can do.
Okay.
And of course, to email or write if you want to do that is important as well. Especially, they're very interested to know, and that's the exciting part about the internet too. We've been able to do all of this pre-show stuff, you know, with my stupid little videos or, you know, Facebook and Twitter and everything. It's a way of building a real communication and a much more immediate community than we had before. And that's very exciting to all of us, you know. And so the fifth of the show of the week, I can say that, can't I, Nicole, that there's a fifth show on Friday?
Yes.
Yes? Okay, so there's a fifth show on Friday that I think will offer an opportunity for actual fan connection and participation and everything else. So that's going to be a wonderful outgrowth of this whole big experiment also. So.
Jill, God bless you. Namaste. I thank you so much. Welcome home.
Thank you, Paige. Thank you very much from the bottom of my heart. Namaste to you, too.
Thank you for calling in, Paige.
Thank you, ladies.
Bye.
Okay, the next call is going to be Dom. Dom, you're live on the air.
Good evening, everybody. Hello, Ms. Larson. How are you doing?
Hi, Don. Good. How are you?
I'm doing okay, and this is very exciting for me because this is going to sound kind of dubious. I became a fan of All My Children September 23rd, 2011.
Wow.
Here's what happened. I found out about the hype about the show ending because I had gone through this with Guiding Light 2 years prior. So I was like, huh, ending. I want to check it out. So I recorded the final episode, watched it, liked what I saw, and I was kind of curious about the show, so I just went to YouTube. And a lady by the name of Eden Regal drew my eye, and she's the one who lured me into All My Children, and I became a fan of that ever since. Been watching on YouTube, SoapNet reruns, and then when I found out that the show was going to come back, signed up for Hulu, and here we are.
Well, congratulations for becoming an All My Childrenite.
Yeah. I was up.
Well, welcome to the family, and we're so glad you joined us. That's wonderful.
Don, do you have a question for Jill?
Yeah, actually, I do. You had mentioned earlier the relationship between Opal and Palmer. I was wondering, what was it like to work with the late James Mitchell, and what difficult was it to go to work after his passing?
It was a life lesson working with James. I learned a tremendous amount. He was an extraordinary talent in my estimation, and I felt so honored. And I really had a hard time when our characters got divorced. You know, I really when you play these characters and these situations for weeks on end, it really becomes, you take it home with you, you know. And so when he and Marge Doucet picked up with each other and everything, it was hard. But when I adopted my daughter, my father had been gone for a long time, and so I asked James if he would be her kind of surrogate grandpa. And little did I know, and I didn't realize this until much years later, that he would kind of become my surrogate dad too, and I loved him so deeply that it was a very profound loss for me. And you know, he had not been coming to work for some time, so it wasn't so much that it was related to working, it was just my life with James, you know. And so that was hard. It really was.
I can understand that between losing him and Eileen Hurley a couple of years prior, that period.
Yeah,
of
that's
that
right. And Ruth Warwick. Yeah, we lost
Ruth
that
Warwick.
Whole generation in a very brief, very short time. That is one of the things about this form, you know, is that you see all of us, and you've watched us for years, and you're watching us age. And, you know, with any luck at all, you'll watch us into our later years, you know.
I hope so. If you can get 41 years out of ABC, Lord knows what you can get out of Prospect Park. So
that's what we're hoping for. We'll keep our fingers crossed for that.
Indeed. Well, I'm going to go ahead and take my leave. Thank you very much for letting me chat
with you, Don.
Thanks, Dom. Have a good night. Okay. Next up, I only was able to get a few names, so the next caller is area code 631. You're live on the air.
Hello?
Hello. 631, you're live.
Oh, hi. I'm Melissa. I've been a fan of AMC since 2009, I think. and I'm just so happy it's back.
Well, thank you, Melissa.
I wasn't expecting to get on. I have a cold in my throat right now. My daughter passed it on to me.
That's all right. That's all right.
Oh, she's telling me the story. She passed it on to my father, and then it came through the house. But what is it like to be back in Pine Valley? Today's episode was great. I woke up at 2 a.m. just to watch it. Then.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, you guys. Oh,
yeah,
we just love you so much.
Well, I was surprised because, according to Melissa Archer's tweets, it was supposed to air at 2 a.m. Pacific, but then it didn't, and then I woke up again later on to put my daughter on the bus and saw it was on at like 8 a.m. or something and watched it then.
Well, that's great. That's early enough, 8 a.m., isn't it?
Everybody is so happy to have you guys back. And I mean, is anything like going to is Opal going to find a love interest at all? Or?
Oh, wouldn't that be wonderful? I think we all have to pray for that.
Right.
Yeah.
I sure think that would be nice, or that she would at least look for love, you know?
Right.
Yeah, I think she's been alone too long since home
of
love.
I think so, too. She deserves some love in her life. So we'll have to stay tuned.
It was so great speaking with you and seeing you guys back again. I'm just so happy.
Wonderful. Well, thank you for calling. It's great to speak to you too, Melissa.
I'll see you on Hulu.
Okay.
Hey, bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.
Okay, next up is going to be area code 757. You're live on the air.
Hello?
Hello?
Hi.
Hi. Is this 757?
Yes, it is.
Where are you, 757?
Hampton, Virginia.
Ah.
Yeah.
And what's your name?
Patricia.
Hello, Patricia. This is Jill. Very
Hi,
nice
Jill.
To hear your voice. Hi.
Oh, I was so ecstatic to see all my children back.
Oh, I know.
When Petey and you got together on there, I was so happy. I started crying.
Oh, isn't he adorable, my Petey?
I know.
So
there's nothing like a kid. Yeah.
Yeah.
Nothing like a mother's love, and I do miss Palmer. You know.
I know.
You and him together made me laugh, made me cry through all the years, and
yeah.
It was a joy. And is Kat coming back? And Susan Lucci too.
Well, that remains to be seen, but I'm sure that they will do what they can because they are, you know, they love the show and they're very loyal to it. And, you know, whenever their schedules or circumstances, you know, work out, I'm sure we'll see them at some point.
But I just loved you and Susan Lucci together.
I know. I miss her.
I know. And
let me see,
all the children have grown up, Bianca and all of them. I can't believe how they aged.
I know. I've been in touch with Tate, Bernie, you know, who played AJ. You know, at the end of the show, that adorable little blonde. He's such a good actor, and he's sort of become my surrogate grandson. I just love him. I go watch him play baseball. And
But I am so glad you all are back. I've been dying for this, and I was heartbroken. It's like I lost all my friends when you all left.
Yeah, well, we're back.
I'm so happy, and I am going to be a dedicated All My Children fan, you know that.
Well, thank you. Thank you. We appreciate that.
And I love you on Facebook, too. I got you liked on Facebook.
Oh, good. Well.
But again, thank you for coming back, and it was a beautiful show today, and I'm going to keep watching tomorrow, the next day, and forever.
Great. Yeah, we got some good shows coming up. I think you're going to be.
Yeah, I can't wait.
Yeah. It's like Christmas.
But it was nice talking to you, Jill.
Thank you, Patricia. Nice talking to you, too.
Yeah.
Thank
all
you
right,
for calling
all right.
in.
Take care. Bye.
Have a good night. Bye.
Thanks.
Yep.
Okay, we'll take a few more calls because I know you got to get back. So this next call is an area code of 111, so I'm not quite sure who it is. Area code 111, you're live on the air, mystery guest. Are you there?
Hello?
Hello? Area code 111. Okay, well, we'll put that one on hold and maybe get back to it
all
if we
right.
have time. All right, area code 301, you're live on the air.
Hello.
Hi.
Jill?
Yes?
I'm Melissa. I'm another Melissa from Western Maryland.
Oh, hello, Melissa from Western Maryland.
And I follow you on Twitter.
Oh, good. That's
I must
great.
Say
Thank
that
you.
I am so... Well, I don't know the word. Ecstatic that all my children and one life to live are back. And
oh,
it was like family. And it's been, I haven't watched much TV since you guys went off. I was
wow.
so curious.
Wow. Oh, boy. Well, I'm just thrilled for all of us that we're back, and we're going to be telling great stories for all of you.
It was great to see my favorite couples on, you know, today, Angie and
yeah.
Jesse. I hope
yeah.
that Pat and Dixie can get back together, too.
Well, we always hold that hope for them.
Sure.
Yeah, sure.
And the previews have gotten me on edge. I am very nervous.
Ah.
I'm going to die. And David
well,
Hayward, I have a feeling it's going to be worse than ever.
Oh, gosh. I hope so. He's always
yeah, right?
good when he's bad. So he's the devil you love to hate.
That's it.
Yeah. Yeah. So.
I really didn't have a question, but I just wanted to make that comment. And I look forward to the storylines coming up. And I look forward to talking to you on Twitter.
Well, thank you. I will continue to grow my Twitter skills.
Yeah.
I'm a slow grower, but I'm
well, I'm new
on
at
it,
too, so.
All right. Well,
thanks
we'll
for calling
together.
In, Melissa.
You're welcome.
Yeah. Bye-bye. Bye now.
Jill, you're doing a lot better. You tweeted several times today. I was impressed.
I know I did. Well, I had some youngins around me.
They always help.
I did
help.
Just what you said. I went to Denise. And she helped me put those pictures on. That was good, huh?
Yeah. We all have to learn from the young ones.
That's right. And I'm much more media conscious than they are, you know. Like Sal had on these. Sal is so tall already, and then she was wearing like 4-inch heels. And so she said, I'm too tall. And I said, well, take off your shoes then. Oh, I can't do that. I said, sure, that's funny, you know. That would be funny for you to play Family Feud in your bare feet.
Yeah.
And, you know, I said, you can do a whole tweet about that. I don't know that she took my advice, but still.
Well, Jill, I know that you have to get back to your party, and we do have other phone calls on hold, but we'd love to have you back at another time so more people can get a chance to speak with you. And also, then we'll be able to have seen, you know, how many more episodes that we can talk about.
That's right. That sounds like a great idea. And to any of you that are listening who we didn't get to talk, thank you very much for tuning in. And definitely we'll do this again, and we'll have another chance to share our thoughts and responses and ideas about all my children. So thank you.
You're welcome, and thank you so much for taking the time out to join us tonight.
Okay.
And thank your guest great. For us, too.
I will.
Yes.
I'll go do that Jesus. Right now. We're about to go off and hear some jazz, so it's
oh,
a big
wonderful.
Night.
Yeah.
Wonderful. Yeah.
All you enjoy right. your evening.
I will, and thanks again, and we'll speak again soon.
Okay. Thank you, and God
right.
bless.
Thanks. Bye now.
Bye. I'm sorry that we couldn't get to all the calls, but Jill is limited on her time because she is having dinner.
And I think they would miss her if they were sitting there eating too long without her. But, Bren, thank you for joining me. I know we didn't
Thanks
get to chat
me.
A lot. You're welcome.
Thank you.
Yeah, and I hope you join me next time she calls in.
Sure, absolutely.
Okay, and everybody follow Bren at Soap Socialite on Twitter and also RadBren13. Follow us on Take Two Radio on Twitter. And everybody have a lovely evening. This has been a phenomenal day, a day that is going to go down in history for all of us soap fans. And we look forward to tweeting with you and Facebooking with you, and every which way you want to talk about the soaps, we'll be there, right? Bren, did I lose you?
Oh, I didn't know you wanted me to still be talking. Yes, absolutely.
We're good.
I was looking at all the tweets people were sending.
Speaking of tweeting, right? And what? Tomorrow I hope you will join us at 7 p.m. Eastern Time. We do have Jordi Villasuso from All My Children joining us. And be sure to call in and have a chat with him and say hello and tell him what you think about All My Children and so on and so forth. On May 2nd, we do have Jerry Verdorn at 7 p.m. Eastern Time from One Life to Live, so join us then as well. Everybody have a good night. God bless. Thank you to all that called in and had all the questions. And thanks again, Bren.
You're welcome. Good night.
Good night, everybody.